Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Toastables Podcast. My name is Sybil. Today, I'm joined by Jed. Hello, Jed.
Hello, mate. How are we doing?
We just discussed that before we started the show.
Disappointed
all day. For anybody that has any sort of admiration for Liverpool. But it's a difficult one. But like you said, definitely one for the neutrals. What was your thoughts in the last day?
Really entertaining, mate. Really entertaining. I mean, besides all the actual drama of the title going down, etc., you've got some mad score lines there. Arsenal put 5 past Everton, Norwich put 5 past Spurs, Brighton beat West Ham, Leicester 4-1 against Southampton. The overall, like, fixtures, absolutely incredible. But obviously,
Spurs put 5 past Norwich. You said Norwich.
Did I say it the other way around?
Yeah, you did. And that would have been a thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, that would have been a thing, yeah. My apologies, yeah. You know what I meant. So even without all of that alone, you've then got all the drama, Brentford and Leeds and Burnley going down, and then obviously what happened at the Etihad and Anfield. Absolutely brilliant viewing, mate. I was glued to it all day.
Do you know what? I would rather it be much more straightforward than that. You know, I'd rather if, like, Man City score early, and they just put Villa to the sword that way. You know, for a good old time there, Liverpool had the title in their hands.
You really did, yeah. Do you know what as well? I watched the Man City Villa game because I thought, you know, if there's any updates, they'll put them on the screen like they normally do. I thought that, you know, I'll stick with that because Man City are in the driving seat going into it. And I thought it might be a more interesting game. And it really was, to be honest. I thought the Villa, they took their chances. Man City were still better than them for the majority of the game. But Villa were just, you know, they took the chances they needed to take and obviously ended up 2-0 up. And it really looked like Man City had blown it there. And then just like 10 minutes of madness and it was like, okay, they've turned it around now. And I think Liverpool had just taken the lead as well at the time. And it all sort of like crossed over.
Yeah. I mean, the task was like it's not even go out, like for the second half for Villa players, it's not even just go out there and keep a clean sheet. It's like go out there and just don't concede 3 goals or more.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it doesn't feel like a mountain, you know. But this Man City team, they're insanely good.
Yeah,
they're insanely good. And the addition of Haaland to that side is, I don't know. I don't know if there is another step to the level that Manchester City play at. You know, maybe an invincible. I don't know. I think they did an invincible season, did they not? I'm not sure.
No, they haven't.
No, so an invincible season maybe is the next step for them. I mean, they're just, if they fill the few gaps that they've already got in a squad, which is they need that out and out sort of Haaland striker. They try to get that in Harry Kane last window. They've went and sorted that problem now. Haaland is he's an out and out centre forward. He's pacey, but he's also a big presence that can hold up the ball, and his finishing is extremely high. I think, you know, like a left back maybe, and maybe another right back.
I think.
That is them, mate. They are.
I think they go and buy a couple of defenders, and then maybe potentially replace that Fernandinho sort of gap in the midfield. Yeah. I know that obviously Rodri's playing really well, but I think they're you know, Haaland isn't going to be their only signing, is he? In the summer, let's be honest.
No, I think they have the young man coming from Brazil as well, who I think is more of a prospect.
No idea what don't know who you're talking about, mate. Either way, I think like you were saying that their squad is so good for Villa to even go there and go 2-0 up is incredible.
Insane.
In itself.
That was down to the pressure.
Nobody was expecting that at all. It was crazy. It would have been a really crazy story if they had actually bottled it on the last day, because Liverpool just needed to go out and win their game. You know, that's all they could do. And obviously they went, you know, Liverpool went 1-0 down pretty much straight away as well.
You know, could have started any worse for Liverpool, really. And it's just one of those, mate. It's Kanate misses a header that he sees from 80 yards out. He sees it coming from like 60, 80 yards out. And he just misses. He looked like me on Sunday League, mate. grossly underestimating my ability. grossly underestimating his jumping ability there. And Wolves are in behind, and it's a simple sort of FIFA-esque goal, you know, it's like pass across the box, buff. It took him tremendously well. And I was worried then because Wolves are a team that like to defend. They have one of the better defences in the league. There was a team that liked to defend a goal, it'd probably be Wolves is one of their picks. But obviously Liverpool, again, are a fantastic side. And I'll go on and say Liverpool have had a tremendous season. They're a customer treble, even a domestic double for Liverpool, I think is a fantastic season. Any time you get close to this Manchester City side is extremely good news because I read today Mike Richards coming out saying that Liverpool are not spending pennies to, I mean, that's true, but they are not spending anywhere near the calibre of Manchester City. Right?
Yeah,
I don't see that argument.
There's no team in the league that's not spending any money, is there?
Every team makes signings.
Yeah, it's just that Liverpool have made significantly less big money transfers in the last 10 years than Manchester City have. I can understand why Richards has said that, because obviously, you know, Liverpool went out and bought Alisson, the most expensive keeper in the world and stuff like that.
But off the back of selling a player for £140 million.
All they're doing is justifying the level of spending that Man City have made and just trying to make it more like, oh, well, other teams are doing this as well. It's like, yeah, they are, but not on the same level and not in the same circumstances where
exactly
been given all the riches in the world. So, that's weird. But what I find most incredible about this is that this season and a couple of seasons ago as well, Liverpool have had title-winning points tallies and not won the league. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's just purely on Manchester City's existence.
It really is incredible that, you know, teams have won the title with like 80-odd points before. You know, and you know, Liverpool can surpass that by miles and still not win it. It's crazy.
People argue the Premier League was a lot more competitive back then, but actually, I don't think it was. I think the quality of the league in a whole was a little bit less. But I think there's competitive. Third to 20th place is competitive, right? And you have two outliers, which Manchester City and Liverpool at the moment. That's not going to be forever. Chelsea in this season had a very strong start to the season, and had they kept a few players in form, avoided a few injuries, avoided all the hassle of the takeover and stuff like that, then maybe they would have had a stronger finish to the season. But listen.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There's teams that are not far away. I don't think Spurs are hugely far away. They've got the right manager. And I think the fact that Conte has delivered fourth is amazing. I think he did very well in the January transfer window to sort a few glaring problems that he had. Because it was a stressful start to the season for Conte. And when he came in after Nuno, obviously. I think the league is still competitive. I just think those outlying teams, and right now those outlying teams are Liverpool and Manchester City. But I don't, even as good as they are, I don't believe they're uncatchable just because of the quality in the league right now and the money that's generated by the Premier League. These teams are catchable, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. They are catchable. And, you know, they can be beaten as well. That's the thing. They're not like unbeatable. That yes, they're only losing a few games a season. But it's that's all you need, isn't it? And we've seen time and time again teams go on bad runs and stuff like that. So it happens. It's just that it seems like City have so much depth there that, you know, if someone's not playing particularly well, they have an abundance of talent that can come in. Yeah. And Liverpool are building towards that as well. Like, you know, you sort of say yourselves, you know, the squad that Liverpool have now is probably one of the best it's been for years.
It's the best it's been in my lifetime.
Yeah. So it's
the best, you know, it's been in my lifetime.
They're also building towards that level of just interchangeable players, and it's still, you know, it all still runs the same. So it's crazy. Like I said, I don't think we're far off another invincible season. And it, you know, genuinely wouldn't surprise me to see both Liverpool and Man City go unbeaten in a season. Only one of them wins the league on goal difference or something like that. We're talking that sort of level of,
yeah,
of how good these teams are. So yeah, it's you know, especially
see for all how good Liverpool this season, I think, and they were good. They were only actually top of the league for one match week, and that was match week 6.
Yeah,
there's not a single other match week where Liverpool finished the weekend or the weekend's game of that match week on top of the league.
Now that would have been a stat and a half if they'd gone on and won the league. You know, that sort of record. But I mean, it just shows. I mean, to be honest, they've done well to even get back in the title race, because I remember at Christmas, Man City had quite a big lead over everyone else, and we were all thinking, you know, this is it.
It's done,
they'll run away with it. The fact that it's gone down to the last day is a credit to Liverpool, really.
Well, there's an episode out there. There's an episode out there of me saying, don't write Liverpool off, and all I want is for Liverpool to go in and push them all the way and not give Man City an easy run in.
There you go. I don't know why you're disappointed then, mate, because that's what you got.
That's what I got. As a whole, from a season point of view, like, if you'd said, right, a treble, I'd have been, right, okay, I don't care what trophies are, I'd have a treble. Any combination of those trophies, I'd take 100% of it, mate.
I saw a debate earlier on Twitter, which I think it was between two football Twitter people, but it was like,
and we love those.
Is Liverpool's, if they win the Champions League, is it technically a treble? And it's like, yes, it
obviously
is. Like, obviously. It's three trophies, but at the same time, it's not the treble, because it's not like the League Cup and, you know, the Champions League, etc. Like, that's like the treble, isn't it? But then any treble is a treble. So
I think a treble is a treble, mate.
Yeah, you take it, but the one you really want includes the league, doesn't it? I think. Like,
If you're splitting hairs, you're splitting hairs. Yeah, you probably want the league in there as well.
Yeah,
but like any season, right?
Any trophy
is good. You know, honestly, I think a treble is a treble in my book. I don't think I'm not going to like turn away in disgust because it doesn't include the league.
Exactly. Yeah, I think the tweet I saw was like somebody. The tweet I saw was someone just trying to like wind up some Liverpool fans. I think just say that it wasn't like a proper treble. But
football Twitter on the wind up. What?
Did you see? Do you know what the best thing about the whole day yesterday was? It was at Liverpool fans' expense, but somebody spread a rumor around Anfield that it was 3-3 at the Etihad. And the whole place just went. Like, I've seen a video of the whole place just going up and cheering, and the commentators.
I was watching it live, and I was like, has someone seen something I've not seen?
The commentator's like, I'm not sure what's going on, because it's still 3-2. That must be a false rumour. Like, whoever started that, hats off to you, because you managed to convince 60,000 people. It was the real. When all of them have phones as well, like, surely you could just look on your phone and be like, no, you know, still says 3-2 on mine. Yeah. Like, surely there's someone out there with a radio.
Some guy is just sitting there thinking like, oh, I've done this. That would be the highlight, you know, of the season for them.
100%. Some guy was in a pub last night like, yeah, see when they were starting? Yeah, that was me.
That was me. I did that.
That was really funny, though. I think that whichever way around it was, that would have been absolutely hilarious if it was that happened at Man City as well. And it was like,
that would have been incredible. I know. Man City did a pitch invasion. I feel like I see a pitch invasion every week.
that's a weird thing that started happening now.
It's like, I don't know why, but something. I don't know what it is, mate, but things seem to just come into fashion in football and weirdly. But it's never like flares just massively in fashion. Throwing things at players became massively in fashion one point, which is a bit annoying. And now it appears to be pitch invasion, but not just pitch invasion assaulting people.
Yeah, so I don't agree with that. I don't mind pitch invasions. I think, like, if it's a last day kind of situation, if you just won the league, fair enough. Go, you know, invade the pitch, celebrate, but don't. Yeah. You know, they were like ripping the goal nets down and stuff like that. It's like, what are you doing? And obviously, I think they assaulted the Villa keeper. Why? The man's just there earning a living playing football. You know, he wasn't exactly winding up the fans or anything like that throughout the game, as far as I could see. He was just going about his business.
Yeah, like,
mate. You've won the game as well. There's no need to be, like, you know.
The two things don't need to go hand in hand. You can invade the pitch and not be a fucking wee fanny.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Honestly, mate, I've done a pitch invasion at Havant and Waterlooville one year when I was at uni. And they got promoted. Mm-hmm. They won the league on the last day. And it was like, yeah, you know, everyone just had a big party and went in the pub after. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But like, you don't, like, if you've just won the league, the Premier League, what is your intention to go on the pitch and hit someone? Like, what is going on? What is wrong with people?
Rob Olsen, mate, the least offensive player.
Yeah. Did you see the one at Everton the other day? Like, I think that pitch invasions when you've survived relegation, slightly embarrassing.
By the way, I'm on the side of Patrick Vieira.
So am I.
That wee dick.
Absolutely. If it was a case of...
People are totally on the fucking pit, like, oh, he's lost his composure. I mean, yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Yeah,
he's a person.
He's a human being. He's a human being. Did they not see Vieira play?
Yeah.
He was absolutely famous for getting red cards.
Famous lefts. Patrick Vieira, he was a soft touch when he was playing. I'll go fucking, yeah. And then it swiftly reminded honestly. That was not the case. but just wee fannies being wee fannies.
Mate, the only person who's ever gets that reaction out of him is Roy Keane. It's crazy. Yeah,
it's just honestly that wee dick mentality. Like, it's like, I know this guy can't hit me. It's like, I know this guy. Even though Patrick Vieira would run through that guy.
He's
a foot taller, and he's also Patrick Vieira, right? He would run through that wee guy. He's just hiding behind that sort of, like, we're on the telly. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
If you survive on the last day, like, I remember ages and ages ago, West Brom did, like, a great escape, and they survived on the last day. They were bottom at Christmas, and then they all did a pitch invasion and stuff because it was a dramatic story. That's fine.
That was when they came off the bottom of the table, wasn't it?
That sort of thing, I don't mind pitch invasions for, because it's all just a big laugh and a party, right? But, like, if you're Everton, it's not gone down to the last day. It's not been that much of a dramatic race for them. Like, yeah, we all thought they were going to get relegated, but they've turned it round. They were safe on the last day. There's no need to invade the pitch to celebrate the fact that you've had a poor season and you just about survived. And then to go on with the attitude of, yeah, I'm going to go wind up Patrick Vieira and, like, you know, try and get a reaction out of him. It's just stupid.
Honestly, for me, it would be the same if Southampton invaded the pitch. Nobody expects that. You know,
exactly.
There's one point that separates Everton and Southampton.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're not expecting fucking people running around St. Mary's because they're relegated.
Exactly. Like, just going up and slapping.
They didn't even finish 17th, mate. They didn't even finish 17th. And he's 16th.
It's just so unnecessary, yeah. And then to actually, like, what they've actually done on the pitch as well, like that fan, crazy.
If it wasn't for the wee dick behaviour, mate, I'd be absolutely 100% okay with it. I would be slagging it at all. I'd just be like, yeah, fair one, whatever. But because they came on,
I still think it's a bit embarrassing.
It's
embarrassing. Like, it's just not something that you really go over the top with your celebrations for, is it? Like, yes,
I mean,
yes,
I if you're like, if you're, no, like, if you're
were
Brentford,
they, were they expected to go down before the start of the season? Like, no. Like,
if yeah, you're Brentford exactly. and you've survived,
if
survived
you're
by a point,
and you stay
yeah,
up.
Norwich, you survived by a yeah. point, right? I'd be like, yeah. go mad, yeah. you deserve it. Everton have been in the fucking Premier League for like, I don't how many years have Everton been in the top flight? Like 30
forever,
something?
Forever.
Yeah. For as long as that, I don't even know when it is. Yeah. Before I was born, 100%. You know? it's just yeah. ridiculous. That is honestly.
No, I know. It's crazy. It's weird, very weird behaviour. But hopefully they can sort of clamp down on it. The worst one out of all of them recently was the one at Nottingham Forest in the playoffs. The geezer ran up and headbutted.
Oh, Billy Sharp getting right. absolutely wiped out.
That was horrendous. Yeah, that guy needs like arresting for that. That's
he did
crazy.
He got 24 weeks.
But like
sitting down for 24 weeks.
Yeah, I'm all for people celebrating. It's ridiculous, isn't it? But he could have like snapped Billy Sharp's neck the way he ran at him like that. It's crazy.
The connection is insane.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? He's not exactly a small bloke either, is he? The guy that, yeah.
He's like ducking down to get head height with Billy Sharp. I'm sorry I'm laughing, right? But now that I know Billy Sharp's okay, I can laugh about it a little bit because the connection is fucking insane. thank God Billy Sharp's all right, man. Jesus Christ. Well, and that was started, that was what all kicked it off, mate. See, ever since that guy, that Billy Sharp, there's been fucking, I'm not saying it happened every 5 minutes, but there's been too many.
He was the catalyst. Yeah, too many. Like I say, too many for the, or too many with the wrong intentions anyway. Like,
yeah.
It's all well and good if you just there celebrate him.
But, yeah. Yeah, I would love it, mate. It's like Crystal Palace just invaded the pitch for getting...
where they are.
Crystal Palace invaded the pitch for getting 12 or something like that.
Well, it's the same, mate. You know what it's the same as? It's the same as kids running on the pitch as well. That's happened a lot this season.
Well, I've seen the Manchester City players just grabbing onto their own players for dear life. And I'm like, oh, God, you look such a sad, pathetic wee prick. I mean, you're a fucking grown man and you're trying to, like, fucking grab onto Gundogan, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Leave him alone, mate.
Like, it's just weird behaviour. Like, go and get a selfie with him and don't, like...
Yeah, yeah, ask him for a picture or something like that, man. Yeah. Don't fucking, like rub your hands all over him and fucking smell them, you fucking weirdo.
That's like, it's the same as kids running on the pitch. Like, I've seen there was a kid that ran on and, like, nicked the Premier League ball at Liverpool or something, didn't he? Like, and everyone was going, oh, fair play to the kid. But, like...
If that's a grown man, kids can get away with things because they're kids, you know. A grown man runs onto the pitch and gets the ball, he's getting arrested and he's getting a stadium ban.
Exactly. it's just weird. Like, all that stuff just needs to stop. Everyone just go back to just watching the football and enjoying the football.
Yeah,
and
then, I hope so.
And then we'll be good. Although, having said that, obviously there's not really much football to enjoy now because it's end of the season. But, you know.
But we'll be there. We'll be here covering. Yeah. I don't know what we're covering next. I don't know the Champions League final probably.
Champions
we'll probably
League.
Do a season award show or something like that.
Yeah,
and
that'd be
Billy will come out and tell us how Coutinho's player of the season or something like that.
Oh, he will. Manager of the season. It's got to be Steven Gerrard, hasn't it? To come from Scotland into the Premier League, that alone is an achievement. So
yeah, no manager's ever done that. Sir Alex Ferguson. What's all right for him?
What else is there coming up that we can look forward to next season, I guess? I think I'm sure there'll be some football on it. Isn't there?
I mean, there's a World Cup, obviously.
Well, that's not till like November. Yeah, crazy.
I know. Can't enjoy that until England get knocked out. Don't even know if I'm going yet.
Is there?
I can actually go as well, but my dad works in Saudi Arabia, so if Scotland go, I'll be in the heat. And the wool kilt, mate, like, just sweltering. I feel bad because it's in Qatar and, like...
There
you go.
Is it the women's Euros this summer? I think, or something like that. There's a women's tournament on. We should cover that.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
If there's nothing else to cover, we'll cover that, 100%. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Like, I end up watching, like, weird football from, like, the third flight of Peru or something like that in the off-season.
Yeah, we could do the MLS. That would still be going.
Yeah, we'll do the MLS or something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll be back. We'll be back probably tomorrow.
Big summer ahead for the Screamers.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll be back tomorrow. Right, but thank you, everybody, for joining us. And thank you, Jed, mate.
No worries, mate.
Until tomorrow. Sports Social Podcast Network.